emergency broadcast. This is an emergency broadcast. Sunday, November 16th, 2025. This is an emergency. This is an emergency broadcast.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
It is Sunday, November 16th, 2025. We are in the 300th day of the return of the Trump administration. The ultimate political comeback in history. Simply amazing times, him surviving the assassination attempt. All of it. It's been a miracle. And you notice in my many years on air, I might have worn camouflage four times. This is the fourth time. And like I said on air yesterday in that special Saturday broadcast, that's to get everybody's attention, that the war has reached its peak. Cultural, spiritual, informational, military. It's hit the peak in history, and it's about to get even more insane. So that's just a symbol to everybody about how hardcore the situation is, okay? Now, if I wanted ratings, and I've been number one talk show host, podcaster, English-speaking person in the world for at least 2 years at one point, I'm always in the top five. If I wanted to be absolutely number one all the time, I know what people want. I know what populists want, the majority of you, even though you're somewhat awake, not fully in my view. But I refuse to give it to you. The edgelording, the doing nothing but bitching, the nothing but tearing Trump down. When I criticize Trump, and I know it gets to him, in a good way, both literally and figuratively it gets to him, I want it to come from a place where he listens. And in many cases we get, the majority of times, a course correct. And again, I talk about this constantly because people have to up their intellectual, philosophical, historical, economic, political understanding. You got black pillars that think all is doom, and if we just get mad and bitch and get rid of Trump, somehow that's going to be better. And I've looked at all the options currently, and it's nothing but doom. And then I look at the white pillars that just say don't question anything he does, which is the worst thing, because then all the corrupt people that are around him, and it's not as many as last time, but it's close, they get full control. You want to be maximum engaged, okay? So the MAGA civil war that is explosive right now, and the poll numbers are devastating for Trump and for us. And you've got the corporate leftist media piling on with the, quote, influencers, who I think most of them legitimately are pissed at Trump, but they also see the views they get, just bitching. And there's this perfect storm. To not just have the Republicans lose the midterms in a year, but worse. So danger, Will Robinson, like they'd say in Lost in Space when Robbie the Robot goes, there are dangerous alien creatures approaching from the southwest 2 miles away. I mean, all the lights are flashing. So I'm going to try to walk through all of this today, okay? As succinctly as I can. And I know it's a fun drama to have him calling MTG a traitor and her shooting back the targets on her back. I talked to her today. Just like, oh, it was fun when Elon got kicked out and ha, Trump's the king. And I said, not good. And Trump lost 6, 7, 8 points in key constituency from that and did never really get it back. He had his highest approval rating ever then. And Doge was just wrecking the establishment. And then you had Trump, worst misstep ever, telling his constituents, if you care about Epstein files, you're not MAGA. I mean, if I was trying to come up with a plan for Trump to destroy himself, that would be it. So this is bad, folks. And I want to also explain what happens if we let the Democrats back in. Because all you having fun attacking Trump right now, which I'm saying I understand why you do, you still realize,
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Geopolitical pieces, the economic pieces, the cultural pieces, the internal political pieces, and you have to look at all the internal and external polling and all the key futurists and sources to then integrate in a map that's called wisdom of what's happening. So let me give you a summation right here. I'm a father of four who wants to stabilize the country, relaunch the republic, stop the wars, relaunch the West, stop the globalist, transhumanist, depopulation, death cult agenda. Yes, we have a global awakening to the New World Order and the corporations and the globalists. They have the lowest trust level ever in the corporate media and Congress and all of them. And yes, there's populist revolution all over the world standing up to them. We're winning in that department, in the rejection of the globalist plan. But the MAGA civil war that is now officially here, stick a fork in it. It's just begun. It's going to be absolutely horrible. And I understand why the people are critical of Trump. I understand the people that totally defend Trump. I'm here not to get you to take some point of view of mine. I'm here to get you to look at the pieces of this and ask yourself, what do we need to do? And I know what we need to do. This is all I do. I don't watch movies anymore unless I'm analyzing one maybe once a month. I don't do anything except spend a few hours with my children a day at work. And all I do is dream about this at night. This is what I do. And I know what I'm talking about. I know most of you understand that, but I just want to warn everyone to think second, third, fourth order here. I have reached out to Trump, and I've publicly done it as well, and I've reached out to the people in the White House today, and I've reached out to MTG and her boyfriend, her fiance, who I love, that runs Right Side. I've reached out to a bunch of other people behind the scenes, and I've given the same speech you're about to get right now. Stop it. Trump needs to stop calling people traitors. MTG has not responded heavily back, but still the best course is not to attack back. But just the optics of her on all these leftist channels is bad enough. We are inches away from losing this country. And the globalists had the Great Reset, endless depression, total control, social credit score, forced austerity. If you think living under the left was bad in the last 4 years, 5 years, and all the rest, that was nothing compared to what's going to be like. Okay? You look at the UK, you look at Germany, you look at Canada right now, that's where we're going in worse. Okay? This is real scientific totalitarianism. You say what you want about Trump and the things he does, and we don't sing the praises of all the great things that are getting done enough, but he's doing a lot of bad stuff too, and his messaging is on those subjects is the worst. And because it's populists and Christians and conservatives and common sensers and pro-Western folks, we have high moral standards and we don't compromise. And so when Trump does the things he's done, oh, if you're my voter and you want to look into Epstein, it doesn't exist. You're not MAGA. You're an idiot. He said that at least 10 times on TV and on Truth Social. Every time he does it, he loses a couple points in the polls. It's crazy. Then you've got the other stuff he's up to, like 50-year mortgage plans. Yeah, let's just put the worst loan sharks in charge of everything. But you balance it out, everything else he's doing economically is good for people. Cutting energy prices, the list goes on and on. And when I criticize Trump, it's to get people educated, to get them educated, and then find out who's telling him this in the White House, because he's very busy, to change course. And most of the time, he changes course if we get the message out. So we need to stand up when Trump is wrong. We need to say this MAGA civil war needs to be shut down now. We need to organize against the globalists and their election fraud and the Democrats and Newsom gearing up and all the rest of it. But also the people that are getting pushed by Facebook and Google, who are, quote, conservatives and populists and, you know, all the rest of it. And I don't think they're bad people, but the point is they just see all the views. When they just raw attack Trump and say it's all over, and the leftist media celebrates that because they have no credibility, but now they've got Trump supporters that do, criticize Trump, but don't go for the jugular, because 90% of the people he had in his last administration, I would say, were either cowards or compromised or outright evil. This time, I mean, looking at the top people, I'd say 70% are good. And as you go down lower, it's hard to analyze, but they're putting a lot of good people in. And Trump's getting way more done. I mean, 10, 20 times more. There's no way to quantify it than he did last time. So you can't sit there when we're wrecking the globalists, cutting off their funding, securing the border, indictments at the mid-level and low-level by the tens of thousands, high-level, dozens. I mean, it's going on. I mean, Trump's going for the globalist jugular. And their only hope is the factions of the CIA and places that are experts at color revolutions trying to get us to have our own color revolution within MAGA to derail the whole thing. So you're mad that Trump isn't doing a perfect job. And other people are just saying, don't even question. No, you need to keep him honest. You need to hold the feet to the fire. You need to target the bad guys. That's healthy. So the white pillars, again, get mad when I'm going, hey, that's wrong. Watch this person, that person. Hey, Trump needs to correct here. That's going to be dangerous. Oh, God, you're against Trump. No. Trump's the lifeboat we're in right now. No, I'm not. I'm trying to protect it. And again, the black pillars say, oh, you're sold out. Sold out. All I get sued and attacked for supporting Trump and the establishment. No, I'm literally trying to get as much good out of Trump as we can. and all the good cabinet people he put in, like Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. and Tom Homan, and the list goes on and on. I mean, we're wrecking the New World Order right now. It would take hours to go into all the amazing things. You like your gas prices down 45%? I mean, that's where he's got control. Where he's got control, he's making the right moves. So just, I don't have some mindless talking point of I'm against Trump or I'm for Trump. I'm sitting back telling you what I'm thinking. And I know it's well thought out. I mean, I know it's accurate. So I'm going to say it again. You don't acquiesce to whatever some of the bad ideas or bad people in his administration are doing. You expose them, and they squeal like stuck pigs when it happens. And most of the time, we win. That's why the globalists are so scared. He's opened up the press corps. He's getting real questions. I mean, this is real influence. We got real access to the president. All of us. The red lights are flashing everywhere for the globalists. The neocons are done. Israel and Netanyahu have the lowest approval rating in the world. We're winning the culture war, but now they want to manipulate our attack dog nature that we used on them to now have us turn against each other like sharks in a feeding frenzy. You'll have thrasher sharks eating a bunch of smaller fish that are in schools. And there'll be so much blood in the water, the sharks will start biting each other. Just pull up sharks attack sharks in feeding frenzy. We do not need that. We want a precision, keep Trump on track, not a panicking, a keeping the feet to the firing. But we do not need to then spend all our energy running around on a jihad and spend 100% of our time attacking the Trump administration, because the Trump administration is the Zionist occupied government. You heard J.D. Vance. He goes, yeah, Israel's controlled the government to a great extent, foreign policy before, not in this administration. You can argue whether that's true or not. But the point is that Israel's not the only issue. But and cover it. Sure, cover it. We cover it a lot. But anytime I try to talk about drug cartels or China or AI, I just go, why are you covering up for Israel? Because that's the only thing now in the left and the right populist arms movement that they know, that people believe that's the zeitgeist. They believe that's the naughty word. They believe that's the thing you can't talk about. And in the past it was, but now that everybody called the bluff and the emperor's new clothes, now everybody's talking about it, and it's the safest thing to talk about. And I'm not even saying don't talk about it. I'm simply saying you better get big picture here. Because what is the Soros New World Order, Rothschild government with Islam and the left and all their stuff? It's all a manipulation. This has all been set up. This has all been planned. This is the takedown plan. Same thing in Europe. And I know if you're a new listener, this is complex. This isn't, we are on MTG's side. We are on Trump's side. We are on Mondami's side. No, this is real thinking here, people. So, criticize Trump all day, and I'm about to get a course correction. Again, Trump comes out and tells his constituents, if you think Epstein's real, if you think anything ever happened with that, you're not MAGA, you're a Democrat sucker, and you're not here. I mean, that's one of the hottest issues. It's the deep state, Mossad, CIA, we know it. Trump ran partially on that. And then he kills it. And then he runs Elon out because the Republican establishment was mad that he was making too big of cuts. That's why. Elon's for real. Because he wants to secure one country to stop a global crash, so he has a secure base to launch his obsession, the Mars colonization operation. He's said it, it's true. Not people behind the scenes. He says, this is the only stable country, and it's not stable, but it's the stablest country, and, you know, best house in a bad neighborhood. And they ran his ass out of there. And I said, it's going to hurt Trump big time. And it hurt him big in the polls and in policy. People were excited about Doge. Now he's trying to bring Elon back. Well, this MTG thing and the Thomas Massie thing and everything it symbolizes, and the vitriol and the FBI suing Trump supporters that questioned Cash Patel's girlfriend And all of this and the Charlie Kirk stuff and the FBI saying we're not going to look at foreign involvement, all of that has Trump's base that's informed and involved and engaged, compared to Democrats a lot, but still not ultra sophisticated, enraged and feeling like they've been betrayed. And if it wasn't for the massive youth vote and other sectors, Trump would not have won. And so we'll lose the midterms. J.D. Vance will be given a destructive launch when he runs in 2028. And that's really going to start in the next about a year, 2027. They really kick off the end of next year. And so just remember, while you're busy being holier than thou and spending all your time on Trump and all your time on things like that and things he didn't do perfect or the rumors that are going around or all this crap, I can analyze each piece of it and know why he did it. That would take hours to get into, and I do. We've solved the Epstein cover-up. We know why. I predicted it all. I said once they stabbed him in the back, the Democrats, then he called for criminal investigations of them because it is all these banker heads and people. And even Massey says, yeah, I've got the files. It's not Trump. It's all these big billionaire Democrats. We're going to do that. But they came and said this will destroy the country and the stock market. Don't do it. So then Trump joined it, which is horrible. So do you want to support the people that screw the kids and want to destroy the country? Or the guy that knows this was a giant mess, and they said, plus it's old, and they destroyed the real files, so we don't know how to prosecute it. So he said, fine, let's move on. But then his handling of that was absolutely terrible. And trying to spank his constituents and tell them, hey, just trust me. I'm the leader. I've been through all this. Get behind me, or you're an idiot. How about just trust me, get behind me, instead of, or you're an idiot? How about cut the you're an idiot part off? How about cut the you're a traitor MTG off? I know MTG for many years. She has integrity, a sweet lady, smart. Her constituents are pissed off. She has tried everything she can. She tried to compromise with them on votes and stuff. She went down this road, and then she says, I'm done. I'm not compromising. I respect that. But this is a fun Jerry Springer thing for people. Oh, just like screw Elon or screw Trump. You'll pick a side. And I said 6 months ago, and that all kicked off. I said, this is idiocy. It's going to hurt the country, hurt Trump, hurt the recovery. Shut it down. Oh, you're with Elon, you piece of filth. I like what Elon was doing. Yeah, I mean, I was spending massive money on local elections for Republicans to win and getting the right candidates in and Doge and massive cuts. Yeah, I think this is really stupid what Trump did. And I know the people in the White House that ran him out of there, and they're wrong, and they're going to end up biting Trump in the ass, and it's all coming out. Susie Wiles and the rest of them. I mean, I study this. I know what I'm talking about. I talk to the sources. I mean, the people in there. And now Trump's like, oh, I like Elon. Come back. And Elon's like, yeah. And now all the knives are out, and the Democrats and the corporate media are promoting everybody that's attacking Trump, and it's becoming this perfect storm. Because people don't blame $36 cheeseburgers on Trump. They know he got energy cut. They know he's trying to get inflation down. But he did say things like, I can get it cut, you know, in a few weeks. No, it's a big problem. But he is doing a great job in real policies on what he's doing. But then when he comes out with a 50-year mortgage, and I know why they sold it. Well, sir, there's inflation and they can't get it. So under this system, they're trying to pump the bubble up so it doesn't collapse. Trump's trying to get tens of trillions back in the country, and he's doing it, and all this other stuff because the inflation already got out the barn door. The cows are already gone. The horses are already gone. The train left the station. The debate at the actual IMF, World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, International Bank of Settlements is, do we have the globalist stagflation, depression with inflation, the perfect storm of doom, or do we have an expansionist but slowed inflation with more jobs, higher pay, and so it equals out? And with innovation and a lot of right moves, tax increases on ultra-rich, getting rid of taxes on working poor, which Trump's trying to do and has done a lot of. I mean, he's all the right moves, folks. So I'm sitting there watching him like an emergency surgeon. We're all shot up fixing everything. And then we're sitting there watching him, and we say, hey, sir, what about this? And he goes, shut up, and backhands us. And I understand his frustration because he believes he's on a mission, and he's ultra-confident now. I mean, he used to be really confident. Now he's like, does not give an F. But he will listen to me and others. Still, if it comes from a position, and if you can get the message or talk to him. But he just hears MTG is attacking you. MTG, and it's all cherry picked out of a 20-minute interview where she says 90% nice about him, but says, I'm really concerned about this and that, trying to get him to do what she thinks is right. Instead, he throws a fit on her and other people. And then they all get their feathers in a fluff, you know, and then it's just like watching Banny Roosters fight. Man, I'm going to ask everybody one more time. Let's say Trump's bad. You're the America first. He's a traitor. He works for Netanyahu, which he doesn't. All of that. So you want to go back in time, put Kamala Harris in? They plan total collapse under her and then race war. That was the plan. I'm going to ask you again. Have you thought about all the good stuff we've gotten done? I mean, getting out of the Paris Accord that Lord Monckton's analysis, and I agree with, would kill 10% of the world's population the first year, and within about a decade, 3 billion people, and make all of us totally poor, and cause world revolution, cutting off energy and food. I mean, you got John Kerry, the climate envoy, saying we got to cut off half the farming in the world or people will starve. You heard me right. We got to take all the gas out of the gas tank or the engine will stall. We got to take cyanide or we might die. We got to shoot ourselves in the head with a shotgun or we might bleed. I can play the clips. I mean, this is, with them, it is absolute 100% dyed-in-the-wool, eugenics, New World Order, Hitler to the 5,000th power, but under a liberal coating. And the EU is under it, and Australia, and the UK, and look at Canada. I mean, it is a freaking nightmare, day and night compared to Trump. But we're so holy that when I cover the tyranny in Canada or the UK or anywhere else or the threat of Islam or any of it, I just see the half the comments. You're covering up. We talk about one thing, and that's Benjamin Netanyahu. And I'm like, listen, I was already going to do it because he's out of control. I'll give you 1 hour a day on Netanyahu. No! Get rid of Trump. That'll get Netanyahu. Oh, with all his nuclear weapons? You're not thinking. You're not thinking about what this does. Because I'm not a pragmatist in that I'll go with pragmatic stuff. If I go with the absolute right thing to do, I always go with what's hardcore straight shooting. And my analysis is straight shooting. It's not even a lesser of two evils. It's what we have. We have a boat that's leaking. And is it perfect, but it's embattled, and it's getting us there? Or we can jump into the North Atlantic, 20 below zero, frozen water that'll kill us in about 10 seconds. I mean, the Democrats are frozen water. You know, salt water takes many, many more degrees to freeze, right? People always ask, well, how is it below zero, dummy? It freezes at 32 degrees is fresh water. Not ice water. Look it up. Depends on the salinization. Sometimes it has to be 50 below to freeze. So you got 20 below water. You're gonna die in like 10 seconds. You're just going to freeze up and float to the bottom. You're going to pass out in 10 seconds. Do you want to jump into freezing cold death with the Democrats, or do you want to be in the leaky boat? Let's actually fix the boat. See, I want to fix the boat, get Trump back on course. You want to blow it up and be holding it now. And you probably will. And just remember, when you're starving to death with no electricity, that you're an idiot. The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago when my medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at theoxygenstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it that I've checked back with has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months to just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and in the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took ultramethylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again. And it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting ultramethylene blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the InfoWar, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here is the absolute bottom line. There is out-of-control inflation. Trump inherited it. And he was involved with it in his first term, but Biden and the policies were five times worse. So that's just facts. You can look it up. The inflationary behavior was just out of control. Same thing in all the other major nations of the world. It's been decided by the central banks that inflation's where they're going. And Trump knows that. His economists have told him that. So he goes, okay, innovation, rapid expansion, tax cuts for working people, get rid of taxes on poor people, all the right moves. He's going in, busting up the beef monopolies. I mean, it would take hours, all the good stuff he's doing. That's why this makes me sick to my stomach. Because it's very paradoxical. I'm looking at 90%+. It's all beautiful. And then he gets advice from people that are setting him up. to go out and just say, no, Epstein's a hoax, forget about it, and my constituents care, F you. And, oh, let's have a 50-year mortgage. And, oh, MTG's bad. And, oh, blah, blah, blah. And, oh, there's, you know, I fixed inflation. No, you didn't. Notice when J.D. Vance gets up, he had a really good clip I saw Friday. I meant to play, we didn't play, but he went through the real stuff. Well, you know, eggs are down 60% and fuel's down 45%. He went through a big list. He said, but overall inflation is still a problem. We've slowed it some, but it takes time to do this. Yeah. Talk to people about what's true. Don't say, oh, I fixed inflation. No, you didn't. Anybody that actually, even if you're on welfare, you know inflation's bad. But anybody that's got a family and kids and bills, no, it's not good. And it just goes on and on. So, yeah, I'm going to be critical of Trump. But it's not about who's a purist, you know, who will attack Trump the most. You've got to ask yourself, how do we get him back on the right course in the areas he's off? And how do we shut down this MAGA civil war that's kicked off? Because I was in federal court when the Elon Musk stuff came out and they kicked him out of the White House. And I came out, shot a video, driving back from Houston. And I said, you watch, this is going to kill Doge. It's going to kill Trump's approval rating. It's the highest level ever then. It's going to be seriously destructive. And literally 80% of the people on X said, you're a traitor. Musk is bad. Trump is a genius. He knows what he's doing. Screw him. And they're like, you should have picked Trump's side. I'm like, are you 8 years old? We need Trump. Trump overall is doing a great job. Musk is wrecking it. Insider Susie Wiles and others has come out now, want him out. I made all the calls. Everybody's scared to hit themselves, but I called the people. She got him out of there because the Republican establishment, and she works for the Democrats, and Todd Blanche, they want this to continue. They don't want real reform. They're the ones blocking all the prosecutions and indictments. And then now Trump, I'm right, see, says, oh, I want Musk back. But, oh, you can have your NASA guy and we won't, you know, kill your Mars program. So Trump needs to be the bigger person. The media baited him into going after MTG and Massey and all the rest of this. You don't want to spend your time attacking Republicans that on some issues don't vote with you while you run around supporting Lindsey Graham, who was a never-Trumper and who worked behind the scenes against you and who said that the election wasn't stolen in 2020, who now glazes you. And I see Republicans go, well, he votes with us now. Yeah, until he can stab Trump in the back. The point is, don't take loyalists that supported you from the beginning, who've kept their ideas the same, and throw them overboard. And then people go, well, look at MTG. She said, you know, we can't deport all foreign workers. We got to vet them. They're not criminals, which I think we've got such a problem and had too many people in the country, so we need a moratorium. I think we just should deport them all. But then I see the right attacking her with that. Trump and Elon are the same on that. And I'm not mad at Trump and Elon on that. They're businessmen. I told everybody, you're going to get the border shut down. You're going to get criminals that have committed crime shipped back. You're going to have a vetting process, but they're going to take skilled people and even unskilled when corporations say they need it and fast track bringing them back in because we're in competition with China. And people go, oh, you're endorsing it. No, I'm telling you the thinking from Trump's perspective. And I said, that's better than totally open borders and massive human trafficking and child sex slavery. So I said, don't flip out when Elon and Trump have the H-1B visas and you know, and then all that, because that's what they said they were going to do. People go, well, wait a minute, you're flip-flopping. No, I'm not. I just told you what I would do. But I'm telling you what Trump said he was going to do, and that's it. And then MTG's basically agreeing with him now, and they show the clip of her with Tim Dillon and go, look at this traitorous bitch. She said exactly what Trump's saying. And I could go through issue after issue after issue. Actually, look at what you're watching. Look, MTG's a Democrat. She doesn't think we should deport every person in the country if they've been here 20 years and have a good job and have a good record. We should have a fast track to let them reapply and come back in quickly. That's the Trump policy. And you can say you disagree with that, because I basically do. But I also understand Trump's pragmatic view. And then he makes these other stick his foot in his mouth statement like, no, there aren't any, you know, talented, there aren't enough talented people here. What he should say is it takes time to scale up. We need to start the projects. And Trump was right about the battery makers from South Korea. He's like, oh, we sent 500 of them back and arrested them all. They've been here for a decade. And we built a whole factory to teach Americans how to do it. Because Samsung was told by Trump, you know, you're going to have to send them back in a few years. And they even did a deal to say, fine, we'll show you their proprietary stuff. Let me tell you, the Asians, say what you want about them. They know how to make microchips and batteries and stuff and solar panels. I mean, you know, these are some smart people here. This ain't easy. This ain't like making pancakes for the kids before they go to school. This ain't like frying an egg. And you damn right Americans can end up doing as well. But since we haven't had the industry for 30, 40 years, the Asians know how to do it. And Trump's like, listen, they built a whole factory training area to train thousands and thousands of Americans how to build these batteries a year. Just that facility. That was totally true. That was a smart Trump thing. But I get it. The public doesn't want to get the smart, in-depth answer. The left definitely doesn't. So the left's understanding is down here. The average right wing is about right here. And I'm not trying to be mean. Mine's up here. It's just it's true. Because as I do this 18 hours a day. My point is that I want to be a purist. And it'd be so easy to sit here at edgelord and say, screw Trump, impeach him, blow it all up. My enemies would drop all the attacks on me. I've already been in the mediations with them. They just say, stop, turn against Trump. It'll all be dropped. Even before that, I was offered $50 million a year to go against Trump, the richest man in the world at the time. I'm like, no, I've already. I'm turning down the money. I'm turning down the system. I'm turning down the power. I had Henry Kissinger try to hire me in front of my producer, John Harmon, 18 years ago, or whatever it was. God, time flies. 2007. So I love this. I'm selling out. What did you hear here? How stuff really works? I'm not even sure what to do. This is so screwed up. All I get is lawsuits and attacks and pain for supporting Trump. But he's light years better than all of them. So I'll tell you where I'm a purist. I am not supporting Gavin Newsom. I am not supporting Kamala Harris. I am not supporting Hakeem Jeffries or Mondami or Ilhan Omar and their plan for total open borders and open destruction of the country and race war. I support Trump and what he's doing to stabilize the country, stabilize the border, bring back jobs, all the rest of it. But there is the moral dilemma of the Epstein thing, which there's zero evidence of him ever doing anything wrong. So why'd he cover it up? Because the CIA came to him and I already knew that and it's now been confirmed. And I told you, once they bit him in the ass, once they stabbed him in the back, once he joined the cover-up, it's already been covered up, destroyed by the FBI. He was told that. It's all old. It's been destroyed. They had it. It's just a big landmine. Okay. But he only did that a few times. Most of the time, it's, oh, you're a traitor. Shut up. No. Repeat. It's a landmine. It's set up. They had the file. It's a distraction. Jeffrey Epstein's terrible. He's horrible. I'm the one that got him arrested the first time. You're great for caring. You know, we'll investigate it. We got a lot of things to do. Instead, just shut up. You're idiots. Horrible. But I'm a purist on the Democrats are stealing elections everywhere. They've been caught. They want to destroy us. They're globalist. And all these forces are against Trump because he's actually in charge and 95% of what he's doing is absolutely against them and their power. And every month he's in, we are wrecking them. So I'll ask people, what is your plan to withdraw support from Trump? Do you think we put a bunch of pressure on Trump from a hateful perspective, and that makes him come over to our side, he'll dig his heels in. He is more stubborn than the biggest jackass donkey you ever seen. He has the stubbornness of 1,000 mules and another 10,000 donkeys. If you come out of that perspective. Now, you got to explain to him how he's being set up and how he's wrong. And Roger went there, whenever it was, 6 months ago, and was there at the White House 8 days. And Trump came out and gave press conference and said, no, it's not a hoax. He's horrible. And the Clintons and J.P. Morgan, the head of Harvard, and Larry Summers, and all them, and great, investigate. And his approval rating went back up. And he's asking press conferences later because, you know, Trump's 79. He's got a lot going on. And he goes right back to, it's a Democrat hoax, meaning the attack, all of it. And we've got the new emails out. It is all recycled crap with him lying about it. You actually read it. It's all true what he's saying. That's what's so frustrating, is that we project on him that he is like Superman, Clark Kent, Megamind. And really, he's a 79-year-old man that works 20 hours a day. And he's sick of it, so he just goes, ah, screw you if you don't like me. I'm trying to save the country. And then, oh, sir, MTG's attacking you all over the place. Well, screw her, the damn traitor. He's a grumpy old man. But he's our old man. Because if he ain't our old man, we got that fake black lady from India, or Gavin Newsom, American Psycho, that'll burn a city down, take control of it himself to give it to his friends, which I predicted. And even mainline analysts now are saying, oh, they set it all up, all the conditions, held back the fire department, didn't turn the electricity off, didn't trim the trees, drain the reservoir. You bet your ass they designated it a UN city and had the money ready 2 years before. I mean, that son of a bitch is the devil. So, look at Trump as like the Hoover Dam, and it's holding back trillions of gallons of water that'll flood us. And we're on the other side of it. There's a few holes in it, and we're going, whoever manages that dam is an idiot. Why, some water's leaking, and it's kind of, you know, it's flooding in some lower areas. Instead of saying, let's fix the dam, people are like, let's blow that son of a bitch up. Yeah. Let's launch some political missiles into it. That'll teach it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Blow the dam up. See how you like it. Because that's what you're doing. And the CIA factions are leading you around by your nose. And when the levee breaks, there'll be nowhere to stay and be nowhere to run. So, edgelord all day. Have CNN talk about you, have MSNBC talk about you, have big tech boost your post. Do it all day long, or be like Elon Musk and Alex Jones and try to stabilize the country and stabilize the world. America is the central pillar holding up the West. We fall. Every actuary, every study, every futurist projection shows hellscapes that are unspeakable. Because the globalists know things are going to collapse, and they've got psychological warfare plans to pose as the saviors through each stages of the collapse as they take everything away from you and promise you're going to get everything if you just submit, but all you get is more hell, more tyranny, more horrible things when you submit. So, yeah, I could expertly slice Trump up where he's wrong all day long. What does that do? I do it. But if we spent any time on what the globalists and BlackRock and the Democrats are doing? No. Because there's all those forces out there and all that money pushing you. Attack Trump. It's all you talk about. You talk about Israel. It's all you talk about. And while that's happening, China, the EU, Ukraine, the UK, the globalists, the pedo networks, all of it. And, of course, the Israel lobby is involved in all that, too. But that's just one tentacle. You don't kill the Hydra cutting heads off. You kill the Hydra getting up under it while its heads are snapping at you. You run under with your spear and go, up into the heart of the Hydra, into it. You got to attack the body, not the snapping heads. Snap, 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 snap. You can go, hey, watch that head. Yeah, that's a head. Talk about the head. Tell you all about the head. But you don't spend all day about the one head. That's why they want me off the air, because I'm explaining the Hydra, where it came from, how it operates, what it likes to do, what its plan is. I know who the Hydra's mama was. It smells like. I know this Hydra's so good. I know every scale on its stinking body. And I want to ram a big old sharp spear right into its little boom, 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 boom. And we've already gone so far. Let me get a little newsflash. When Hercules is driving that into the Hydra, was Hercules want to kill the Hydra? Took him a while to get it in. He had to wrestle around with it before he could kind of take him a while. Like the captain going after Moby Dick. We've already got the spear about a foot in, but the heart's like 6 feet in. So we've already got the easy parts done. The spear's in politically. And now we got to just shove that sucker all the way into the big ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And then you'll see all this stuff just collapse and fall in on itself. You can fight the Death Star all day and fight its cannons and its TIE fighters and its Star Destroyers. You're going to get defeated. But if you shoot a torpedo down a reactor shaft into the reactor, the whole thing goes comprende? Now, in the last 40, 50 minutes, you've heard plenty of bad talk about Trump. Ooh, sexy, the naughty thing to do. Because he needs to be put back on track. And I'll do it all day long. But I'm going to ask you again. What do we replace him with? Oh, well, we run people for office and we're America first. We know all this stuff. You're getting America first by light years compared to the Democrats. It doesn't mean we won't even make it better later. But Trump is a seawall against this hurricane, holding them back, reversing them massively, ladies and gentlemen. There is no debate it's a godsend. There's no debate Trump was saved by God and Butler. There's no debate. And God wants us to navigate this now and fix this. MTG, months ago, went in and saw the tens of thousands of emails and saw all these Democrat billionaires and all these people. And then she's not able to release it yet because they haven't voted to do it. And then she's pissed at Trump and then she's released the text messages. Sir, you're not in it. What's your problem? She knows he sold out. And then they turned around and screwed him. And boy, the total Trump supporters, when I do that, they're on me. Because I'm calling balls and strikes, dummies. She has morals. I'm giving Trump a limited pass in that he's not involved. I get the Machiavellian thought. I don't agree with it. But they believe it'll crash the stock market that comes out. Well, they did it anyways, and I predicted 6 months ago and 5 months ago and 4 months ago and 3 months ago and a month ago. I said, when they screw you, Trump, when you help them cover it up, and then they turn around and blame you with innuendo, you better then turn the DOJ loose, except the DOJ won't follow his orders. And that's why he went ahead and went past. Plus, the Democrats had the files forever. As he said, they took out all the stuff. Then you come out and you tell people in in-depth fireside chats as much as they need to hear it. Because I already know, dude. God, if Trump listened to me, but instead he listens to Susie Wiles and these other people that are there to set him up and embarrass him and get all their money and power and then destroy the MAGA movement while they act like loyalists and cue the whole thing up to make sure the Democrats win in 3 years. That's what all of this is, and we all know it. So when you mindlessly say remove Trump, and when you say he's a pedo with no evidence, like all the Democrats are doing, and when you just throw fits all day, you're helping Susie Wiles in the deep state. Just like I told Trump, Bill Barr, CIA, DOJ, he set you up. The documents came out months ago that he was behind it all with the Democrats quarterbacking, and of course he was. You're like, well, that's dumb of Trump. Yeah, he's not that smart in some ways. He's confident. He's good in business. He's a great negotiator. He understands a lot of stuff. The stuff Trump knows, how to be on a 400-yard golf course and get the ball in 2 or 3 shots, he can do it. how to build a great building, how to negotiate, you know, money, he knows. But he even said, I got in, you know, the first term and I didn't understand how this worked. Well, you still don't. And those of us who have been studying it for decades don't. Even the bad guys don't. It's a giant mess. And I give Trump a 95 A+. But it's the bad stuff that's going to get zoomed in on. Like, if I had a magnifying glass, you have this whole table, all these articles, all these videos, all this information. But I can just focus in on one little dot on here and make the whole show about that. And that's what people are doing. And Netanyahu wants to bring down the new Rome. He believes Israel will be the center of the world once America comes down. He's bragged about it. I have video. I'll show you next hour. So while he uses America for his power, you just think all the big tech let all this anti-Israel stuff out on accident so Netanyahu could play victim? It's all a setup, folks. And then they're going to hit the synagogues and false flag us. And then the real hell is going to start. You got to get a little more sophisticated. Remember, Senator Palpatine attacks the Capitol planet himself, but poses as the victim. Just like Israel created Hamas, funded them, and now the few that are left in Hamas aren't the old leadership. They're like, we worked with Israel. We'll release the documents. Let us out. They're going to kill us. We were tearing orders from Netanyahu. That's in the Knesset. They had members of Knesset last week saying it. I already knew it was true. And I said, once they kill, because the leadership of Hamas was working with Israel behind the scenes, they thought they were safe in Qatar. But no, we're done with you. Netanyahu had them taken out. And now they're done with Hamas. And now the final leaders are in their little holes going, we work for Israel. Help us. Help us. Ha ha, you're dead. Just like I told you. What does Palpatine do? And Lucas said he rewrote that he'd written in the 70s, episode 1, 2, and 3 after 9/11, to make episode 3 of Star Wars, which is cheesy, but it's an allegory of 9/11, all about that. And as soon as he's now emperor, use the attacks to become dictator, he sends Darth Vader and the stormtroopers out to take out the Jedis and to go to the Trade Federation planet and kill the leadership of the rebels.
Go to Mustafar. Kill all the members of the Trade Federation and Viceroy Gunray.
And now Netanyahu is killed Viceroy Gunray. It's all based on real history. This has been done over and over again. I have read thousands of books. I've interviewed tens of thousands of experts. This is what I do. I know the plan. It's why they want me off the air. They're going to hit the synagogues with the false flags. They're going to hit the migrant illegal aliens deals. They're going to blame Trump. They're going to have a race war. Israel's going to play the victim. And Rome will fall. That is how Netanyahu and the group of rabbis he's with, it's not all of Israel, see us. I'm trying to save Rome. Now, you want to save it? Because it ain't perfect. We can try to reform it. But the son of a bitch ship sinks. We're all screwed, blued, and tattooed. And Netanyahu's going to sit over there and Israel laughing at us. This is an old score, folks.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
forged in the fires of liberty. The Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.